Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com or text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Civil Protection Unit says it does not have enough money to assist thousands of people who have been affected by floods around the country.
Harare Mayor Bernard Manyinyeni says the City Town Clerk Tendai Mahachi, whose suspension he lifted following Local Government Minister Ignatius Chombo's directive, is still defying his orders to surrender the salary schedule for top managers at the struggling local authority.
The issue is that the directive is being treated specifically as such a directive. We have not stopped to question the authority of the minister in issuing that directive. All I've done is complying.
And Zimbabwe is for the first time represented at the Winter Olympics, bringing to three the number of African countries with the participants at the Sochi Games in Russia.
The Civil Protection Unit says it does not have enough money to assist the thousands of people that have been affected by floods countrywide. Many people have been marooned in their areas as they fail to reach higher ground as rivers and dams continue to swell due to heavy rains. Ivan Chifera has details from the capital.
Briefing the Senate Peace and Security Thematic Committee on measures his department is taking to assist flood victims in the country, Director Mazuzo Pawajira said, until yesterday, the unit did not have any cent in its coffers and was relying on support from other government departments, such as the Air Force of Zimbabwe, the police and non-governmental organizations. He said, because of the torrential rains, most parts of the country were experiencing some form of flooding, though the situation is serious in Muzarabani, Sipepa area of Cholocho, and Chivi in areas around the Tokwemkosi Dam.
What has been the budgetary allocation? As I said, up until yesterday, it was zero. However, we have been allocated by this year $450,000. My appeal to you is that it's too little for the tasks ahead.
He said Treasury yesterday released $75,000, which he said would go a long way in solving flood emergencies, especially in Chivi, where 400 families have to be relocated as Tokwemkosi Dam levels are rising faster than anticipated. He said several people have been stranded as dam levels continue to rise and the Air Force of Zimbabwe has moved in while the Army has sent in boats for rescue operations.
Air Force of Zimbabwe helicopters continue picking up people who are stranded. They are also providing early warning information to alert people to move away from the river courses, because as part of managing massive water that has filled the dam, there is a process of decanting water from the dam. They will be decanting at about 500 cubic meters per second. That water will be going downstream and it will cause some form of flooding downstream. So we are telling people to move away from the river course.
He said initial plans were to relocate about 1,200 families by the end of last year and 1,900 by the end of this year, but they all have to be relocated now because of the unexpected rise in the dam levels.
So the dam is rising all the time. So the matrices that we were talking about are now haywire. No one is following the process anymore. People are now being marooned. They are now being, literally their homes are drowning, submerged while they watch. And an SOS came that we needed to get people out. And the people had to go out. Meanwhile, the Department of Civil Protection, total revenue, absolutely zero.
Pawajira said some of those people stranded in Chivi had been paid compensation but used the money for other purposes and did not relocate, resulting in the prevailing situation. He said the flooded Spepa area of Cholocho was inaccessible by road, and the Air Force and Army have dispatched helicopters and boats to assess the situation and assist the victims. Pawajira said though there have been no deaths in the current floods, two children were swept away by a flooded Nzomvunda River last December in Mzarabani. The floods, he said, have left a trail of destruction in schools, clinics, destroyed homes and infrastructure in areas like Gokwe in the Midlands, Binga in Matabeleland North, Matabeleland South, Manicaland and Mashonaland provinces. Pawajira said though the department had submitted a bid of $5 million to the Treasury for this year, it was only allocated $500,000, making it unable to effectively carry out its mandate. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.